It's gone well for you over there.
Yeah, it's definitely been a pretty good experience so far over here. So I've been having a blast.
Well, did you go into something like this, John? Did you have much of a expectation? Did you know what to expect? Did you talk to anybody about this process?
I talked to a lot of guys who got the chance to, play in a tournament like this, and then, sign and play pro hockey and stuff like that. And, I'm sure a lot of help from a lot of different people have really, been helping me along this process here.
Well, let's walk back, because last time we would have seen you was in Vancouver. You get your first National Hockey League goal in your first National Hockey League game. You have your exit meeting the next day with the Flames. What happened between then and joining Team USA at the Worlds?
Just a lot of skating and making sure I stay, game ready. I know I had about, a week and a half, 2 weeks off there. With no hockey, but, me and Kevin try to stay on the ice as much as possible at BC and around the area of Boston, try to get a whole bunch of skates. So definitely helped us out a little bit more.
Now, you mentioned Kevin Hayes, who was your teammate at Boston College, is your teammate over there. I guess that's got to be a helpful transition, have somebody there that at least you're familiar with, right?
Yeah, definitely. Coming out here, it's always difficult to come to a team that you don't really know anyone. You don't really know too many guys on the team, so having Kevin and having his brother Jimmy that I know pretty well, and also having about 6-7 guys who I got to play World Juniors with are out here, so it made the process a lot easier coming out here.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, John, that funny how hockey paths cross. As you mentioned, there's about 7 of you guys from the gold medal team in Russia at the World Juniors. Is that right?
Yeah, there's about 7 of us here, and all of them pretty skilled hockey players, so it's always fun to play with guys you've already played with when you play for USA.
Yeah, just, and by the way, in conversation with John Goudreau down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Tech Hotline, what's it like now, a guy like Seth Jones or somebody that, also has gone on and had a pretty big year, you saw them 14 months ago as hockey players, now you rejoin them. What about the growth in their game? Do you notice guys like that have really taken it to another level?
Yeah, out in World Juniors, I could definitely tell they're great players, and every single one of the guys on the team, that's why they made the team. And just watching, their process throughout the whole year playing in the NHL, it's great to see how successful they're doing and how well they're doing. And just glad that, they're on our team and they're on our side for USA rather than, being on another team which I don't want to play against them because they're so talented.
Not often that anybody ever asks you about a pre-tournament game, but I do want to in this case, because prior to the World Championships, you were able to get a game in against Germany, and you had some success in that. How important was that for you in terms of building your confidence?
Yeah, I think that first game definitely helped me out a lot. Just try to, play against a different group of guys that have been playing pro for a while rather than playing guys who've been playing college for the past 3 years here or so. Definitely that first game definitely gave me a little bit more comfortable before I came to the tournament out here in Minsk.
What about Peter Laviolette and the coaching staff? My first question about them is, what were their goals for you, or what were their instructions for you as this tournament began?
Yeah, they've done a great job. All the coaches have helped me. It's such a short tournament, but I feel like I've learned so much already. And, they just made sure that I came in, just playing my game and just make sure that, be a good guy, good teammate and player role. And I think that's what I've been trying to do so far here, is just make sure I'm doing the little things right and then making sure I'm being a team player. So it's been a great great process here, getting coached by a whole bunch of different coaches here.
Right off the bat, you were given responsibility on the power play. Can you just talk about your role and what you've been able to accomplish for Team USA on the man advantage?
Yeah, Coach Howie put me on the power play at World Juniors and then put me out here again too, and he's done a great job so far here in Belarus. It's tough to put a few power play units that click in a matter of a week and a half, 2 weeks, when you only have a short amount of time with your team. And I think we're the highest power play percentage team in the tournament. So, he's done a great job with that and teaching us and helping us before the tournament got started here.
What about your comfort in that position? Because at least from watching it, and you know, I'm curious about your observation on this. You're given a lot of freedom, aren't you, John? That you know, go do the things that you need to do to be successful. Or is your role more defined on that power play?
I definitely didn't feel very comfortable at first. You know, playing in a power play position against a whole bunch of NHL guys that have been playing pro for a while. So it was difficult for me at first because I wasn't sure what to expect. But, you know, Coach Allen, you know, threw a video and he helped me out a lot, that week before we came out here. And he definitely gives me a lot of freedom to go around and make plays and not just sit in one spot and make sure I'm doing one thing right or one thing that I'm supposed to be doing. So I have a lot of freedom that Coach Howie lets me have there.
In conversation with Flames prospect John Goodrow down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline, you played with Justin Abdelkader, who's been a very effective forward for Detroit. Just talk about the relationship with him. He's had a lot of praise for you. He's said a lot of very positive things. What's it like been playing with Abdelkader?
It's been awesome. Getting a chance to play with an NHL guy that's been playing pro for a while here. And you know, I've been watching him on TV for the past 2, 3, 4 years here. Just being around him and being on the ice with him, he's a great leader, he's a great teammate, and he's a great player. And I've really enjoyed my time getting a chance to play on the same line with him. For the short amount of time I've been here, he's really helped me out a lot and made the process getting to this level, make it he's helped me feel a lot more comfortable.
You look at the makeup of this team, and it's a fairly young team except in goal. Tell me about being around Tim Thomas, because this is clearly a guy you would have seen an awful lot of when you were at Boston, or at least for his time with the Bruins. What's it like playing with a veteran like Tim Thomas?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I was a freshman at Boston College, and I was watching him play for the Bruins and watched him win a cup my freshman year at BC, and that was pretty exciting to have the Bruins win the Stanley Cup while I was in Boston, and getting to watch him and go to all the playoffs games and watching how well he played in that tournament. It was pretty exciting when I found out he was going to be on the team, just to meet him and tell him how well he did in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it's been pretty exciting here being around him.
Now, the myth on him is that he's a pretty intense guy even in practice. Is that true? Is he a guy that just doesn't like to give up goals at any point?
Yeah, definitely in practice. He doesn't like giving up goals. It's been a little different from college, but he works really, really hard on the ice, like trying to not give up goals, like you said. And whether it's a second or third rebound, he's still trying to cover the puck up. And it's good to see as a young player how he's so old, so much older, and how hard he still works, and how important it is to him in practice to not give up a goal. And it shows how important it is in practice.
With John Goodrow down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline, just a couple more for you. You've got everybody here in Calgary talking about the game against Germany, and particularly the power play goal. Where's your confidence at right now, John? Because it just seems like wherever you go, you just find a way to get it done. And that game against Germany certainly turned a lot of heads.
Yeah, like you said a little bit earlier, I have a lot of freedom. Coach Alley gives me a lot of freedom on the power play to make plays and try to create offense. And, that particular play, I kind of just thought the guy was going for a block shot, so I just said might as well go for something here and manage to hit the toe drag off and put it in the back of the net. But it's been crazy this past month going from college to the NHL and coming over here for World Championships. And I've been really fortunate to be a part of a lot of these teams and my success. So I've been really fortunate down this stretch here.
I've never asked a hockey player this question, but I have to ask you. You knew that puck went in. Your arms were in the air, but the play continues. What's going through your mind when you're at, you know the puck's in, but the play's going on? Is it frustrating? Is it funny? How would you describe that process?
Yeah, I was kind of frustrated at first because the ref didn't, I guess he didn't see it, but, I saw it hit the camera in the back of the net and bounce out real quick. And, I knew it was going to be a goal, but I was just making sure that hopefully we scored before the end of that power play just to double check and make sure that we would get a goal. So, the second power play unit went out, and, they almost had a few there. But, thankfully, the refs went back and checked it out and called it a goal. So that was pretty nerve-wracking 2 minutes while the play was going on.
Are you aware that that's been a big goal over here? That's everywhere. Sports Illustrated had it. It's made the rounds.
Yeah, I had a lot of texts from home and a lot of family and friends saying congratulations and nice shot and stuff like that and nice play. And it's been pretty exciting here all the way in Belarus.
What about playing the Czechs? They're the next team in front of you as you begin the quarterfinals. What do you know about them? What are you preparing for them?
Yeah, I know they're a good team, obviously. They're a talented team. They made the playoffs here, and it's going to be a fun game to play against them tomorrow. It's kind of cool to get a chance to play against. Going to be cool to play against Jaromír Jágr, and I'm pretty excited about that because, he's going to be a guy that's in the Hall of Fame and stuff like that, and just a good story for me to have growing up, getting a chance to play against him, so I'm excited.
Yeah, well, take it easy on Jiří Hudler, right? Because he might be a guy dishing you some pucks here in the next little while.
Yeah, it's funny. He really helped me out when I was in Calgary. And, it made me feel a lot more comfortable when I went out to Calgary. It was when I talked to Jiří, and he's a really talented player, so I'm excited to play against him and have a little fun there.
Enjoy all of it. I hope at some point here in the next week or two you get a chance to take a deep breath. It's been a whirlwind. But, John, a lot of people back here in Calgary very excited about what you – normally it's all Hockey Canada here, as you can appreciate, but a lot of eyes on Team USA and your performance. Congratulations on your success so far.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.